Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Well, the short story is about 14 years ago, I was sitting at our local restaurant, me and my wife having a drink and some food. And I heard somebody that was sitting next to me say Buffalo. And I said, oh, well, I'm from Buffalo. He goes, oh, I lived there for 40 years, blah, blah, blah. And they just moved to the area. You know, I live in the Rehoboth Beach, Delaware area, where a lot of retirees come because of our tax situation. We have none. He goes, yeah. I said, well, what are you doing now? He goes, well, I just started an Italian wine import company with this guy from Italy. And I said, oh, wow, that's interesting. He goes, yeah, we're not in Delaware yet. You know, so we're looking for somebody to, you know, get our wines in restaurants and retail stores. And I said, well, I've been here for a while, 12 years or whatever. I said, I know a lot of people because I had been playing music, you know, in the area, you know. And yeah, he goes, oh, great. Well, you know, maybe I'll have my partner give you a call. So the next day I'm driving, I get a call from Italy saying, I heard you're our new sales rep for Delaware. I said, well, I didn't actually agree to that, but hell yeah, I'll do it, you know. And he was from Trenton, New Jersey, but he had lived in Italy for a long time and married an Italian. And he had a great, it was Portovino was the name of the company. And he had a great company and great wines. And I really, at that time, I didn't know too much about wines other than what I learned, you know, doing some wine tastings at local wine shops and stuff. And so I had I had to learn all of it. I had to actually learn how to pronounce some of the names because I was pronouncing them wrong. And it was going really well. I got wines placed in Delaware and DC and Maryland. And we were off and running and I was having a blast. So I was playing music at night and working the wine business during the day. And then I got to go soon after my mom passed, I got to go to Italy because I figured if I was going to sell wine, I needed to know the stories, right? The backstories.
Yep, yep.
So me and my wife went to Italy for 2 weeks. I got to meet all my 12 or 14 producers I represented. And to this day, some of these are still my great friends, and I'll probably be bringing in wines from them eventually, you know. So that was kind of the start of it. And then I did a California wine about 2 or 3 years after that job ended. And I was like, wow, this is cool. I had a connection with Harris Teeter grocery stores. I don't know if you know them out there, but they're owned by Kroger now. But I had a friend who was the actual wine buyer. So I had my wines in Harris Teeter stores in North Carolina. And what I found out, you know, I had to have a distributor, right? I knew that. But what I found out is they made all the money and all my expenses for promoting my wine, you know, put me in debt, you know. So that ended sadly. And then the private chef took off and I started using my friend's wines from Italy, you know, during me cooking for you. And I pour Italian wines and then I play music afterwards. So I'd use their wines. So I started looking into, what it would take to do my own label from Italy. And that was to get my import license. So I applied for that about 4 years ago and I had it in 10 days. I was like, oh my God, I don't know. I guess they were on a downturn on busyness at the, you know, at the TTB, but I got it. And then I reached out to my friends who I'd been using their wines over the years. And I asked them if I could do a private label with my guitar on them. And they said yes. And then just started the ball rolling.
Just out of curiosity, what is that permit or whatever, what does that cost?
Not a dime.
Wow.
So I had my, you have to have your basic permit. That's what I needed to have for my California wines. I already had that. That doesn't expire. All I had to do is go on the same website where my permit is registered. I just applied for it and it didn't cost a dime. And I got it and then I was off and running.
Oh yeah. 10 days. You probably heard the horror stories of how long it could take. 10 days. You're like, whoa, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah. I had no idea how long it was going to take. So when I got that email, I'm like, oh my God, I better start getting the ball rolling. And I'm no, I was in no hurry.
Yeah.
Cause I had a friend locally in Pennsylvania that did a wine for me. It was Rosso di Toscana. It was from the Montalcino area. So it wasn't a Brunello cause it was outside that penciled in area. So I started with that and he helped me with that before I got my import license. So I already kind of had that ball rolling as having my own wine. And then our first two wines we brought in under our company were Arnace, the white wine from Piemonte, and then Barbera d'Asti. So those were our first two wines. And that was about 3 years ago when I brought those in.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.